Do chatzi shekels, you know, do machsa shekel. And there shouldn't be a magefa. Do it with money. Count them with chatzi shekels. What are you looking for?
We need forks and knives.
I think there's forks here.
There's a lot of people here.
Okay, get whatever you need, but I want to do this. Now, if you look at the Rashi is very interesting. Kisisa, kishtetach baitz lekabel schum in yonim ledas kamehim. When you want to, okay, stop. When you want to count Jews, al temanim gogolas. Don't count by people. Don't count people. El yitnu kol echad machzah shekel. Everyone should give a machzah shekel. V'timnes ashkalim. You'll count the shkalim. V'teidam minyanim. And you'll know the minyan. Going on in Rashi, please everyone look here. Don't Voyeb Negev, Shaminian Sholit Bo Ein Hara, because when you count people, there's Ein Hara, Vadever Baalim, Kamoshim Sinim Bay David, and like in David's times, a dever comes, a plague will come. So Rashi say, what does this pasuk mean? The pasuk is when you count Bnei Israel, don't count people, count. They will give shkolim, count shkolim. When you count people, there's a dever. A dever will happen. Great. So, but if you learn Masechta Yuma, Daf Chaf Beis on Beis, I want to read you a Gemara, Masechta Yuma, Daf Chaf Beis on Beis. The Gemara says, there's a mission in Yuma that they wanted to count Kohanim, so they kind of stuck out their fingers, and they counted the fingers, okay? Moses says, why don't you count people? Why do you have to count their fingers? Why not count people? Messiah or Rabbi Yitzchak, then Rabbi Yitzchak, it proves Rabbi Yitzchak, also Rimnai says Yisrael. It's us. A new... Whoa, I was expecting the old chocolate stuff. Okay. Come on. All right. It's also a mitzvah. It's also to count Jews even for a dvar mitzvah. How do you know this? The ksiv, if v'yifkadeim babezek. And Shmuel counted Klai Yisrael with shards. Babezek with shards. Everyone gave a shard. You know what a shard is? A shard, a piece of something. Mazar Ravashi, Mamaidai Bezek Lishna, the Mivzek, who says the shard? Doma Shema Damasu, maybe Vyivgan Bezek in a place called Bezek. El Mahacha, Vyishma Shol as Ombi Yivgadim Betroyim. Oh, Shol wanted to count the Jews, so he counted them with sheep. Everyone gave the sheep. So you see, you count with sheep, not people. Then the Gemara says, oh, there's another Pasuk. By Mitzvah Bnei Yisrael, Kachol Hayam Asher Lo Yamad. The Mitzvah Yisrael is like Chol Yam, it shouldn't be counted. So we have three psukim that you shouldn't count Chol Yisrael. So what's the kasha? Why go to Navi? We have a pasuk. The first pasuk in Kisisa. Don't count Bnei Yisrael. Use shkolim. Just like the Gemara says, oh, they use shards. See, you can't count Jews. They used Tchayim, oh, you can't count Jews. They used Matzah Shekel, you can't count Jews. Why is our Pasuk not good for the Gemara? That's my question. Okay?
Ready.
Don't answer.
Answer.
Yeah. The Gemara is in Yuma Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Yes?
I'm trying to look it up right now, but I believe Daf Beis Amid Beis Baba Kama, we have a similar thing. Where we bring down Nevi'im when we have an actual pasuk when we bring for Tom of the Ash or something like that and the Gemara says why don't we do that? And the Gemara like there
what? Sure.
It was sure, right? Binyamin, someone?
Yosef.
Yosef, yeah.
Remember the pasuk?
Remember
pasuk? Carne Barzel.
Right.
Remember? Carne Barzel. Anyway, but here we have when there's a pasuk that says a din, when you learn a din, we learn from a pasuk. When we learn a din, we learn from a pasuk. Okay, next. Lamed Beis Hey. Oh. Why is... V'yar Aaron, and Aaron saw, Perik Lamed Beis Pasuk, V'yar Aaron, V'yimiz Be'ach Afanav. V'yikur Aaron, V'yomer Chag Hashem Machar. And Aaron built the Mizbeach, and he said, Chag Hashem Machar, we're making an egel. So it says, V'yar Aaron. What did Aaron see? It says, V'yar Aaron, Aaron saw. What did Aaron see? So, Rashi brings Gemara, Ra Chur ben Achosov Sheh Mochicham. He saw Chur, told him not to do it, but Hargu, they killed him. So Rashi says, saw Chur. Rashi's calling it Gemara, but Rashi left out half the Gemara. The Gemara is in Sanhedrin of Zion Amud Aleph. Zion Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion Amud Aleph says, oh, I wish I could find it. V'yar Aaron v'yiven mizbeach lefanav. Mara, what did Aaron see? Amra binyam by Yefes. Amra b'lazer. Ra chur, he saw chur, shazavach lefanav, who was shacht in front of him. Chur was killed. Amar, he said, ilo shemana, who, if I don't listen to them, hashta avdu lik, the avdu b'chur, they're going to do to me what they did to Chor. They're going to kill him. So they're going to kill me. Umekayim be, and they'll do the pasuk in Eicha. The Gemara always does that. They put a pasuk in Eicha. Im yarag ben migdash Hashem, kain v'navi. Oh, in the migdash, they kill kain and navi. Remember in Eicha, they say they killed in the migdash kain and navi? Remember the story? And the blood was boiling in the base of migdash? And they'll never be forgiven for this. If they kill me, they'll be killing Cohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll never be forgiven. Better they should do Egel and be able to do tshuva. If they kill me, they're killing Cohen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Masha asks, look at the Masha on the place. The Masha asks, what do you mean they couldn't cut in the Beis HaMikdash? There was no Mishkan, there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was nothing. What's Aaron afraid of? You know, when you kill Kain in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a terrible thing. You kill Kain in the Mishkan, it's a terrible thing. There was no Mishkan, there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was nothing. There was no Kohen, there was nothing. No. Not anything? So
Aaron was more afraid of...
Don't answer now. Please don't answer now. So the Masha says, oh, Aaron was a Bechor. So Aaron was a Bechor, they did the Avodah. So Aaron, a Bechor, where any bama you were at is called Mishkan. A Bechor doing on any bama is called a Mishkan. So Aaron's right. It would be called Kohen V'Navi in the Beis HaMikdash because he's a Bechor and a Bechor working at a bama. That's the Masha answers. So the question is,
he had an older sister.
Aaron was not the Bechor. Aaron was second. It was Miriam, Aaron, Moshe. So what's the Masha? The Masha's always right. Masha's never wrong. How could the Masha say Aaron was a Bechor? And he did work in the basement. You're not answering. We're not taking the answers now. We're not answering the answers now. Okay. One third question. A famous question, which don't answer now, but there's about 20 answers to this question. You know, Klal Yisrael got Aseres HaDibros. When did they get the Luchos? When did they get the Luchos? 40 days later, they got the Luchos. 40 days after Matan Torah, they got the Luchos. You know, everyone thinks, oh, Moshe came down with the Luchos, they got the Torah. No, they got the Torah 4 days before. They had 4 days before the Luchos. What were the Luchos? What were the Luchos? Well, they got that already. It was just written down on a rock. It was really nothing. It was really nothing. What did Moshe gain, or what do you think he would gain by breaking them? Is there any, does it change, does breaking Luchos change anything in Klal Yisrael? No, we still have the Torah. We still have the Seres HaDibros. We still have everything. I wish you guys would be listening and not doing that. We have to stop this if you can't, behave yourself. And what did Moshe gain by breaking the Luchos? It changed nothing. Nothing at all changed by the Luchos being broken. So why did Moshe do it? That's the question. Okay. Now, talked about Shabbos in this week's parsha. Very interesting pasuk. Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin. Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin. Beni Ubeni Yisrael, Osi LaOlam, Kishesh Yisrael Masa Hashem Yisrael V'Aretz, V'Yem Yisrael Shazin Nafash. We say this all the time. We even say it, Hashem Ruben Yisrael. You know, and then you say, Beni Ubeni Yisrael. I'm not a singer. You could sing, but you know, it's a os. Chavetz Chaim said something very interesting. Chavetz Chaim said, we know as Jews that when we count somebody, if we count, say, is he frum or not? You know, you want to say, is someone frum? What's the first thing, what's the first and only thing you think of? Shomer Shabbos. Why is Shomer Shabbos? So Chavetz Chaim says, the Torah says it. The Torah says it here. It happened to me this week. Okay? Every day I drive home and I pass a CVS. Okay, CVS. I get my medicines from CVS. Everything. CVS is a good place. One day I'm driving home and I see the not the shades, the iron things, what are they called? The shutters shut. I say, oh wow, funny day today. I wonder why they're not open today. 2 days later, I go past and they took the whole CVS sign off.
Nostrand?
Nostrand, yeah. You saw that?
Yeah.
So I said to myself, oh, they closed it. How did I know they closed it? Because there was no sign, the sign was off. Chavetz Chaim says, that's what it means. That's what it means, Bishom Yisrael. It's a sign. Chavetz Chaim says, read it as a sign. You have a sign that you're Jewish. What's your sign? Shabbos. When you're not Shabbos, Shabbos. So you do other Averos, you're closed up, but you're still Jewish. When you take off the sign, you're not the store anymore. You're closed. It's closed. Chavetz Chaim says, when you take off the sign Shabbos, you're nothing anymore. Unbelievable. Okay,
still
stays
a Jew, though, no?
That's a, don't ask that. So of course the person still says you. So what? How do we look at him? We call him from or not from?
Because even if the sign's off, he's still
low that
deep. I know, but what do we call him? From or not from? Right. Right. Why? Because the sign's off. The sign's off. Okay. Now. There's a... The Jews did the ego. The Jews did the ego. And I say this a lot, but it's very important, the Beis Halevi on the ego. Beis Halevi says, you know, what is the Chayta ego? What was the Chayta ego? How did they do with the Chayta ego? You know, this, I mean, the famous question, this Dordea, they just gotten the Torah and everything, they were the greatest nation in the world, and they were the smartest people. How did they do the ego? Okay, Beis Halevi asked that. Beis Halevi also adds a couple of things. For example, there's a medrash. You did not said Nasha v'nishma. How could you do the ego? It was they were blamed. You said Nasha v'nishma and you did the ego. What's so connected between Nasha v'nishma and the ego? Then the medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Parah Aduma, let this Parah come make up for the parah that you made, the ego. How does parah duma make up for the ego? What's parah duma got to the ego? In Parshas Pegudei, it says, I think, 26 times, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Everything they did, Kasher Tziva is Moshe. Why does it say that all the time? So the Beis HaRevi says a Yesod. We've learned this Yesod every Erev Yom Kippur. We learned this Yesod this year. What do you always learn Erev Yom Kippur? What? No. What? I give you a cheat. The Rebbe Chanan. Where is Rebbe Chanan found? What? Kovitz Mamaros, when he talks about the Midrashi HaTalmud. So what he does say is that every mitzvah that's given does something shemayim. It makes a tikkun in shemayim. And the mitzvah's there without Hashem telling us. The tikkun's there. And as Rabbi Chanan said, Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs. He wasn't chayv to do mitzvahs. Why did he do the mitzvahs? Why did he do lulav? He wanted to make a tikkun shemayim, whatever lulav there is. The mitzvahs are there without the Torah. But once the Torah is given, then you can't, even if you know that what you're doing makes a tikkun shemayim, you can't do it. You must follow exactly what the Torah says. Okay? The Jews knew that you need a place and a symbol to daven to. Suddenly, they knew they had to daven. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. What are we going to do? How are we going to daven? So in Panevish, they had the same question. Where are we going to daven? And what did they do? They built this beautiful gold Aron Kodesh. Okay, we'll pray towards the Aron Kodesh. Are they praying to the Aron Kodesh? No, they're praying towards the Aron Kodesh. We have Rabbi Sachs decided he wants to put his parents up there. We dive into Rabbi Sachs' parents. His parents are on the parochus for Rabbi Sachs' parents. Okay, we need a place to daven. The Jews said the same thing. They said, you know, we know that davening with something will do tikkun b'shamayim. We need it. Make us an ego. We're not going to daven to the ego. It's not going to be a avodah zarah. But that will be the symbol. That will be Panevish's, golden arch, golden thing. Yeah, we want to do that. It sounds right, but it's wrong. Because you got to listen to Hashem. What Hashem wants you to do after Matan Torah is listen to Him. Not your own cheshbonos. Your cheshbonos could be right. You could be right your cheshbonos entirely. No, listen to Hashem. That's what you got to listen to Hashem. In the last parasha, it says, "Ishi reich nechoch Hashem." What's reich nechoch mean? A pleasant smell to Hashem, a carbon. Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? Reich nechoch. That you nachas ruach means you listen to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to listen to Him. That's what He wants you to do. Listen to Him. The first thing the kohanim did when they became a kohen was what? Put blood on their ears. You ever learned that chumash last week? It's last week's parsha. They took the kind of by the ears. Why? By the ears. Because that Kashrut says to them, the first thing I want you to do is listen to me. That's the main thing. Listen to what I say. By doing the paraduma, which is a chok, what are you saying? Hashem, I'm listening to you. That's why the paraduma makes up for the ego. And the ego, they made up their own. They were supposed to listen. Don't make a graven image. Don't make an avodah zarah. By doing the paraduma, you're listening to Hashem. Pekudei, Rashi says, why is it kasher siva Hashem es Moshe every time? Because Muhammad, that they listened. That means everything in the Mishkan, there were guys who say, you know, I can make a better model than that. I can do better than that. Oh, that's last year's model. This year we got a new way to do it. We'll do a different way. Everyone had a better way to do it. And there was a great, great, great schus in Chai Yisrael, 26 times, Kasher Tziv Hashem and Moshe. I'm not going to do it the way I think. I think it's nicer, the better way. I'm going to do it the way Hashem said. I'm doing what Hashem said. We can't make cheshbonos. Oh, This is for Kirov. I can do this. No. Listen to what Hashem said. Oh, but the guys are not going to be frum if I tell them to do this. No. Listen to what Hashem said. That is what landers are supposed to be. You know, we go to college, but we listen to what Hashem said. No cheshbonos, you got to listen to what Hashem said. And the same thing, when you go a little on, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tezvav, V'yifin v'yed Moshe v'nahar shnei lusa eiz v'yada, lukas k'suvim, m'shnei avreim, m'zeh u'm'zehim k'suvim. It says m'zeh u'm'zehim k'suvim. What does m'zeh u'm'zehim k'suvim mean? What? You can read it both ways. And Rashi says it's more than that. Rashi says, and it's with Nisan. I can read it both ways with Nisan. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says you can read it both ways with Nisan. If you look at Yuma, did I bring you Yuma? No, yeah, I did. You look at Yuma, Daf Tesvav. Esther sent a message to Mordechai, and Esther said, Yuma Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. It's not Yuma. It's got to be a Megillah. It's Megillah. I don't have a Megillah. Okay. Esther said, Maze Umaze. Esther said, Mordechai said, Maze Umaze. And the Gemara says, maybe the Jews were over on the whole Torah that says, Mize Umaze. When it said Maze, it's maybe. They were over the whole Torah. Now, what were they over? What were the Jews over in Shushan? What were they over? What? They didn't listen to Mordechai. What didn't they listen to? What? Going to the party. What was wrong with going to the party? What was wrong with the party? So it says, they ate Bishul Akum. They ate Bishul Akum. And they drank. They drank at the party. Because Gemara says, they kosher wine. They drank Kedem, Bartanura. They drank kosher wine. But it says you're not allowed to drink wine with a guy because you might marry his daughter. So at the time of Shushan, the Jews said, Bishul Akum is the same thing. Why aren't you allowed to have Bishul Akum? What's wrong with Bishul Akum? Let's have a Jew staying on top of him, a Mashkiach. What's wrong with Bishul Akum? Because you might marry his daughter. Because don't get too friendly with the goyim. You eat with the goyim, you drink with the goyim, you'll end up. But the Jew said, Shushan, listen, Achashverosh wants to be nice to us. It's politically correct. He's inviting us to a party. The first king who's not an anti-Semite in such a long time. Let's just go. The cheshbon is, let's eat. Let's eat there because that's the right cheshbon. To be friendly with the guy and be friendly with the Shushan guys and be friendly. We'll drink with them and we'll eat with them. A drabanan, really drabanan. But what does the Torah say? Listen to the rabbanan. Mordechai said no. They made cheshbonos. The cheshbon, that's what they were all chayv misa because they didn't listen. They made the same cheshbonos. The same thing. They made cheshbonos. They didn't listen. They were chayv misa. And so therefore, at the end of the day, they were mekayim. It says, what's the big deal about Purim? They accept the kimul kibru Torah Shebal Peh. What's so hard about keeping Torah Shebal Peh over Torah Shebitzav? First of all, there's a lot of other things. But what's the hard? I taught in Hafter. These kids had a really hard time accepting Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because Torah Shebal Peh has reasons. Torah Shebal Peh has reasons. Oh, a gzeira because of this, a gzeira this. We'll make a gzeira because of aguna, and we'll make a gzeira because of this. Rebbe, that's not nogeya today. Today, these gzeiras are not nogeya. Oh, don't eat Don't eat leftover if you don't watch your meat for a second outside. Don't eat it because a guy would have come and changed it. Rabbi, that's not happening. You know, that's not happening. No, first of all, it does happen. But second of all, so what if it's not happening? You can't make your Ochish minus. Your Rabbanan said this. They accept the Torah Shabbat Peh not to ask, not to care about the reasons. Nasa v'nishma. We will do it. No cheshbainis. That was the new kibbul of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what saved the Jews. Have a good Shabbos.